Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal Gimel, and we're learning Siman Ches. So the Chayadim, again, we spoke about this outside. Let's just read it inside quickly and answer a few new points before we move on. So yeah, Afilu Mikatan, the waste, the fecal waste from a child. Im Oichol Mine Doga, if the child already is eating grains. Aviyochol Lechol Kazayis with that Chesha Yochol Gadol Lechol Achilas Pras. In the time it takes for a regular adult to eat the size of a pras, shul gimel bayim, which is 3 bayim, if the child can eat a kazayas in the time frame that a gadol would eat a pras, so that has a dinner with soya and osur. If he's not eating baked goods, rak maichol mikemach mavushal, he's eating cooked, like a cream of wheat, a cream of the type of an item. Sharinan kadesh yochol gadol lechol meosa michael achilas pras. We calculate the achilas pras based on that type of food. How long it takes somebody to eat an oatmeal, the size of 3 kebaya worth of oatmeal or worth of cream of wheat. So a child can eat a kazayas in that time frame. He has a din that his soya is considered soya. Okay. Now, yadinan bavali shalei ochel dogon is a yamim v'katan mutter. So the Chayanim says he hasn't had dogon recently. So the primary source of the issue of soya we see is dogon. The child has not had dogon recently. So the Chayanim says it's mutter. You'll see in the Piskei Mishabura, he points out that some disagree. Once he reached the stage where he's able to eat it and he has eaten it, even though he stopped eating it for a period of time, it's still going to be problematic. And that the Chayyim points out, by once a person's an adult, this is no longer the criteria which is relevant. Once a person has reached the stage, fully matured intestines, etc., fully matured individual. But a katan, the Chayyim ties it into the ability to eat dogon and the fact that he's eaten dogon. If he stopped for a period of time, he would revert back to have a din of tzayas katan. But Shabura disagrees. But the chatkila person should be machmer. Stam tinuk mitayav ha'ashba. V'yesh ha'zor afilu b'tzayas katan ben ches yamim. So, he says we have to deal with the world of an ashpa where they had soya out in the ashpa, so the kids were playing in that. So you have to be concerned that we saw that. That's much less of an issue nowadays. But then what he does mention is that this din at soya's cotton is not problematic, is mikra din, but the chatkila person should be zori even soya's cotton, a younger cotton, not the chatkila, not to read in the presence of that. And if you look at the Piskei Mishabura in 36, it says that the Mishabura said, "V'chozem mitzad adin, avol toiv v'yosher l'harchik mitzayas katan afilu ben ches yamim." But it's the appropriate thing to do to stay away from the mitzayas katan, even the mitzayas the katan, even of a ben ches yamim, which means a situation where there's a bris and the child's uncovered and there's soya there. So mikra that a person can make a bracha in the presence of that soya, so we can make a bracha on the meal and do it, but we don't do that. We clean the child up, we remove all of the soya, and before we proceed with the bris. Okay, in tests, he discusses the different whether the soya is liquid, it's solid, at what point does it lose the status of soya? Not such common issues, so I'm just going to point that out without reading it inside. That the din of soya doesn't make a difference what state it's in. If it's very old to the point it would be sitting around very long time where it's no longer, it would just crumble apart, it's not considered soya. Again, that's not a practical issue, very rare that we were going to be dealing with such a situation. And Yud, he's going to discuss the not only the chamber pot, but they used to have a chair that they would put the chamber pot underneath. What is the status of that chair? So a child has a training seat that he sits on, which he uses over the toilet, etc. What status would that have? We'll talk about that message Hashem in Ois Yud, Simin Yud. And meanwhile, have a good day.